Good afternoon. We'll continue to see in and out sunshine today. It'll be windy and cold again, and with moisture blowing in off of the Great Lakes, we run the risk of a few passing snow showers or flurries. Of course, more persistent snow showers and squalls off in the western Adirondacks and out in the Mohawk Valley could add up to at least a few inches of snow in the more persistent bands. For most of the rest of interior New York and New England, we'll see no more than a few flurries. Temperatures today will struggle and only reach the middle 30s on average. Partly cloudy skies tonight, still a few passing flurries and snow showers, breezy and cold with lows in the teens to around 20. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. We'll continue to see the wind off the Great Lakes, and it will be quite chilly with highs only in the lower 30s, but with that wind, it'll feel much colder throughout the afternoon. High pressure will finally build in for the day on Saturday. This will bring us a sunny but cold start to the day. Then clouds will start to increase in advance of the next system Saturday afternoon and into the evening as highs push into the upper 30s. A storm system evolving in the southern plains will work its way toward the Great Lakes late in the weekend and early next week. We'll have a lot of clouds heading our way on Sunday, maybe even a few rain showers as a southerly wind develops and pushes temperatures into the middle 40s. Middle 50s on Monday as that system moves through with clouds and showers, and even 50 degrees behind the system on Tuesday with the risk of a few leftover rain showers. Cooler air will begin to flow in on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds as highs push down back to around the 40-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow continues to be the big story across the region and nationally weather-wise. Lake effect snow warnings remain in effect for the snow belts of New York. Another 2 to 5 feet of snow is possible downwind of Lake Erie south of Buffalo, and also downwind of Lake Ontario now on the Tug Hill Plateau in particular. Snowfall rates of 3 inches per hour will be common, and thunder and lightning could also occur within some of the more intense snow bands. The visibility at times will be reduced to near zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 77 degrees at Elsinore, San Pascal Valley, and Temecula, California, and also at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 12 below zero at Lucerne, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, snow and wind, 2 to 4 inches downtown by the end of the day with highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low 31. The record high 72 set in 1991, and the record low 6 in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:28 p.m. 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. In and out sun, windy and cold today with passing snow showers and flurries, especially in the mountains, with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold today with passing snow showers and heavier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario and highs in the lower 30s. More lake effect snow showers tonight, breezy with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a passing snow shower and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. In and out sun, windy and cold today, with a few passing snow showers and flurries, and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, with scattered snow showers tonight, and lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers Sunday in the mid-40s. Mid-50s on Monday with showers. On Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, a leftover rain shower near 50. and a mix of sun and clouds and cooler Wednesday with highs back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.